Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on Monumental Sports Network and YouTube at 106.7. The fellas are out today traveling back from Spain. They will be back tomorrow. Denton Day and Linnell Willingham sitting in. You can tweet us at TheDentonDay at NELL_BTP. We'll do one more segment of Blame Pie. Who are you most upset with from Washington's sixth loss in a row? This one at the hands of the Miami Dolphin at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. If you don't get on the phones, that is where Twitter would come into play, and then you can tweet us. Let's start. Jeremiah is in Fairfax. Jeremiah, what's up, man?
Hi, how are y'all doing? Thanks
for
taking my call.
Of course.
So first thing I want to say, at this point in the season, I think it's not too wise to specifically go, who's to blame for this game? Who's to blame for the point the team is at the season, which is three wins and however many losses? I think it's fully, or at least mostly, on Adam Peters, mostly because of what Linnell said, roster construction. And to address something another caller said that I didn't really hear get talked about, he said, I don't want to blame Peters too much because there's a lot of injuries. That might be true, but there's another team in the NFC who is a lot more injured than the Commanders and is still in the playoff hunt. So I don't really take the injury excuse for that.
Wait, hold on. Who is that? Enlighten me.
That would be the 49ers.
So here and I think you're totally on base, and I'm – y'all accuse me of being a flip-flopper. I just get brought new information and my opinion changes. San Francisco is in year five of their program.
Of their situation.
They have the floor. The floor of their roster is much better than ours. They're in a much better position to overcome the injuries because of the foundation that they've set with Adam Peters over the past several years. But the biggest reason this team is in the position that they're in is Terry and Jaden being in and out of the lineup. You take away Josh Allen and Keon Coleman, if he can show up to practice on time, you take those two out of Buffalo, they're not going to win a lot of games. You take Pat Mahomes and Travis Kelce off of the Chiefs, they're not going to win a lot of games. So this idea, and I'm coming around on this because I was as critical of Adam Peters as anybody, but the cop-out that he has, the two most integral pieces of your franchise – have not played this year, pretty much.
And I think it's more maybe an indictment on Brock Purdy. I think that's
exactly.
Just more Brock Purdy, maybe not worth the money that he was paid. Your point is well taken, but I would also then be very quick to point out that they have not played nearly as tough of a schedule as Washington has. Washington's been getting bullied around.
San Fran's playing what, a last place? They were last in the West.
Their schedule is not all that
playing impressive. A last place schedule.
Jackie is in Frederick. Jackie, what up?
What's going on, Jackie?
What up, nephew? Hey, Denton. So, look, my blame pie, I have to give 20% to the defense. I got to give 30 to special teams, and I got to give 50 to the offense. And this is why. The defense, even though they did make goal line stops, Miami was still getting chunks of yardage.
Yeah.
And that's the part that, I'm like, okay, you're doing things differently, but you're not. Anyways, the offense. The reason why the offense, I know y'all already know why the special teams get the 30% they got, but the offense, Linnell, help me understand the logic of running Mariota 3-1, you can still get a first down to the outside. I still can't understand why did we do that when our running backs were doing well.
Try to get cute.
I,
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think, I mean, besides the Zach Ertz slip, I mean, that could have happened to one of the younger guys, too, the younger tight end. So I'm not even going to talk about that, but.
Was that our, was that Mariota run our turnover on downs at when we were at the goal line?
We were at the goal line. He tried to get the 1 yard line. He tried to get the 1 yard, I guess, on the touchdown because we still could have had gotten the first down. And then I think they did some other crazy stuff. Anyways, but why go for the jugular with a receiver? You're not sure if he's going to catch it in that one. All you had to do was 5 yards. We had Debo open 5 yards. That's all you needed. So sometimes I got to question Cliff's play calling. And, I mean, I like Cliff, but I don't know. Maybe his offense has outgrown this team because everybody catches on. If my son can tell you what we're about to play when they line up, I'm pretty sure defensive coordinators that are getting paid millions know what we're doing. So that's just my take. Yeah. I mean, I love the team. I've been a fan of this team since I was 5 years old. I ain't gonna tell you how old I am now, just a very long time, and I'm gonna continue to support them, you know. But I just feel like I don't know if McDaniels get fired. At first, I wasn't like too good keen on it, but I wouldn't mind having McDaniels over here as the offensive coordinator if Cliff.
Well, I know he's gonna run the damn ball.
I mean, yeah,
that's the one thing that Cliff
will run the ball.
I don't get it. Like their offense, it's crazy. Ms. Jackie's brought this up. I was thinking about that as I'm watching. Tua's under center a lot. They run a very traditional offense.
And they finally did go under center on one of the fourth down plays. Mm-hmm. They ran it out of shotgun on a 3rd-and-1. This was early in the game. And then they slip into Mariota being under center, and it works beautifully.
Yeah, shocker.
Shocker. But they do not do a lot of work under center. My biggest issue with Cliff has been the issue that kind of existed last year. We just overlooked it because the quarterback was playing so well. There's not a lot of creativity before the snap. And, like, I'm not going to tell you his route combinations stink. Like, I'm, that's not how I'm analyzing the game. But I watch, like, a Mike McDaniel. The Dolphins do a lot of pre-snap movement. I watch a lot of the great offenses across the NFL, and there's a lot of pre-snap movement. So either the players are not capable of doing that, which I don't think is the...
It's not the case.
That's not the case.
It's a Cliff thing.
It's a Cliff thing. You need to get more creative at the line of scrimmage, especially when you know you are at a disadvantage talent-wise. And there is... No doubt, and Cliff's a pretty honest dude, right? He was the one guy that...
Well, he tells you every time he gets up to the podium that we haven't had our guys since the spring.
Yeah, he was the guy that broke rank, if you will, that was the first one to even be remotely critical of the Terry situation, just being like, hey, I need my guys to be here if we want to be successful.
Yeah.
I didn't think he insulted him, by the way. He was just the one guy that wasn't like uberly obnoxiously positive about it. But I need to see, and I want to see more help of the quarterback. Let him know, like send some guys in motion so he can understand what he's looking at here. If they are not that they're trying to disguise a bunch of stuff, but you get what I mean. Like just help the guy out a little bit, especially when you don't have guys and he's not doing that. He hasn't done that the last 2 years.
I'll be honest. Like, I don't know if I want Cliff Kingsbury back. I want him back because I appreciate his play designing as a pass play caller.
I think he is under the microscope for the final post-bye stretch of the season.
Even, but it's hard because I get it. He's dealing with not having your number one wide receiver. You don't have your starting quarterback.
They've only scored 27 points 3 times this year.
I know.
They were one of the best scoring offenses. I have them right here. The yesterday, 13. Against Detroit, 22. Some of that was late. Against Seattle, 14. Kansas City, 7. Dallas, 22. Chicago, 24. The Chargers, that was a 27. Yay. Yeah. Atlanta, that was a 27. Yay. Raiders, 41. Awesome. Great performance, everybody. Packers, 18. Giants, 21.
Yeah.
That's not good.
It's been tough, and I think the bigger problem that I'm having with watching them is a lack of detail. And I know that backups are playing, but like if you're Bobby Engram, coach your guys up to where they're running the route to the right depth. Don't have guys – we get an illegal shift, an illegal formation called every single week. Like that stuff can't happen. We're the 4th most penalized offense in the NFL. We're the 10th most penalized team in the NFL. So I don't know if that's a Dan Quinn thing, but I look at this group compared to last year at least. They're not playing with great detail on offense. And they were, 7th last year in time of possession? They're 28th this year. And part of the reason is they're always behind the sticks. They aren't able to, you know, go on these long. Remember last year we actually complained about the 14, 15 play drives. And the whole talking point this offseason was we need to be more explosive. We need to get somebody that can create chunk plays. I need somebody that can do their job.
Last year, they were fifth in scoring in the NFL at 28.5 points a game. They are currently averaging 21.5. It's a full touchdown per game less than what you're seeing on a regular basis. And they're bottom half of the league in scoring. The only teams that are ahead of are the Jets, ironically the Dolphins. The Falcons, who they allowed, the Falcons have the best game of their life against the defense. The Panthers, who somehow have a winning record. The Browns, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Titans. Those four final teams are all dog water.
I'm so sorry.
They are just completely doo-doo.
My phone, my button on my side for my volume just will not stop.
Cliff is under the microscope for me the next couple of weeks just to assess, is this a Cliff thing? Is this a talent thing?
I'm also looking at, because last year when I coined the phrase exotic smash mouth football, it wasn't just Cliff that gets the credit for the diversity of the rushing attack. That's Bobby Johnson, the offensive line coach. That's Anthony Lynn, the running backs coach. I just think there's a lack of diversity in their run game right now. And I don't know if it has to do with health, but like everyone's healthy up front. Everyone's healthy in the running back room. We talked about this the other day.
It is worth pointing out real quick. The offensive line is like the healthiest group of the entire roster.
And they won't run the ball.
And they do not run
the ball. You know how maddening that is?
It is crazy. Like Brandon Coleman came in as the swing guy. Great.
Should have been the swing guy.
Yeah, better than your boy Trent Scott.
Yeah, I'm about to say, I'm a huge Trent Scott guy, but Brandon Coleman's a real tackle in this league.
Yeah, he plays really good.
You know?
Who would've thought?
And it's crazy because the numbers would tell you that Washington still is interested in running the football. They've got the fifth highest run rate in the NFL. They're running the ball, what is it, 47.9% of the time,
but a lot of that is scrambles.
Exactly. So their inability to run the ball all of a sudden is baffling because it happened last year around this time.
Yes.
It's almost like teams catch up to the run scheme.
This is the real Cliff that we are.
It is not about the passing game.
It is not about the passing game, although with Marcus it hasn't been great, which just is more of a reason why Jaden should play and will play. It's not an argument of will he. He is going to play again.
Yes.
They did not put him on an injured reserve. If they did not want him to play again, they would have done that. He is going to play again. It's should he or shouldn't he maybe becomes the question. Carlos is in Severino Park. Carlos, what's up?
Man, listen, I went to the Capitals Stadium Series game in Raleigh, North Carolina. So I was pissed off. So I can imagine I'd be even heated if I went to Spain and lost and my team lose. That's one. Number two, Jaden Daniels has to play. All those people that say that we need to wrap him up until next season, along with Terry McLaurin and all that, still got that Dan Snyder mentality and has no place in being fans of this great franchise. That's number two. Number three, can you guys shed some light on this? Why is it? And I'm just jealous because I see all these other teams that are good via Detroit, Ravens, Packers, Eagles. I feel like we have a franchise that where running backs go to die. In the past 10 years, we've had 25 running backs. And I say this because...
Wait, say that again?
We've had 25 running backs in the past 10 years.
So, geez, we have about 2.5 per?
That's a lot. So think about that. You know, it's like, why can't we have a Derrick Henry? Why can't we have a Josh Jacobs? Why can't we have a Gibbs? Why can't we have a Robinson from the Falcons? Why is it that it has to be a new running back every single year? Why do we have to have three? Why can't we just have one or two as a backup? I feel like that we need to, like, 8 carries a game, 5 carries a game. If I was a running back, I'd be like, why would I want to come here and only have 5 carries a game? Why would I want to come here and only catch the ball 3 times as a running back? Hand me the ball. Give me a running back.
They're allergic to it.
That's the only gripe that I have for this offense. Other than that, you know, I'm going to stick by this team. But either way, you know, it's just a light on that for me. Thanks, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. That's my big, like, gripe with Cliff is, like, dude, you can call multiple run plays in a row.
It's allowed. That is allowed. You know, you're not going to get penalized for that one.
Their unwillingness to run it. And then this is my whole thing. It goes against who they want to be from a personality standpoint as a team. You can't walk around screaming, you know, doing hard stuff with good people and anybody, anywhere, anytime, and you're not willing to punch people in the face offensively. Like, you have the line to do it.
It really speaks to the passing game in there, too, because we are so – it almost feels like a big play is more available via run than it is the pass right now. And I'm fully aware that they ran the ball yesterday more than they threw it. It was 33 rushes to
– It still wasn't enough.
But it still was not enough.
Still wasn't enough.
I want 40. Yeah. I want 40. For like, let's look like Navy football out here. You got to run 60 times, run 60 times.
And when you're down to practice squad wide receivers, I would say it's appropriate.
I would say that too, especially because you know Chris Rodriguez is good. Like, you know he's good. We've seen him be good.
It doesn't make sense.
We have seen him be a good quality player, and they still do not, for whatever the reason is, want to run it with Chris Rodriguez. Fred Smoot's going to join us at 1 p.m. We're going to shift the conversation a little bit to the Jaden Daniels situation. Should he play against Denver out of the bye? We answer that question when we get back. It's B. Mitch and Finley with Denton Day and Lynette Willingham sitting in for the fellas here on a Monday. It's a Misery Monday presented by Chenega Mios, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Is B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan and Monumental Sports Network. We're on YouTube as well. Fred Smoot's going to be with us at 1 p.m. You will hear from the brand new Nationals manager, Blake Batera, his introductory press conference at 1:30. That will be carried right here as well.
Am I impacting your camera when I just did that?
No, my camera's on the laptop.
Oh.
Yes,
we have
beautiful monumental cameras that are shooting me. But, you know, White Brian and I were trying to finagle the camera situation in here, which seemed to work for the junkies. And then when we came in and tried to load it on here for the YouTube, it did not want to work. So I don't know if Cakes kicked something. I'm not accusing nobody, but I don't know if somebody kicked something.
I would love to throw around accusations.
Well, we can throw around some accusations.
It just feels right.
We're just firing at the hip. Do you have anything you want to accuse somebody of?
No, not yet.
Yet.
But we got 2 hours left, so who knows?
Yeah, we got
an hour and a half. So
we'll see
what happens here.
So we're going to get to Fred Smoot. We're kind of done with Blame Pie here, but our conversation now shifts to Jaden Daniels and should he play again? Will he play again? More so, when will he play again? It was announced about an hour ago that the NFL is not going to flex the Commanders out of primetime in the matchup against Denver on Sunday Night Football. That game is coming after the bye. Jamie Erdahl reported yesterday there's optimism that both Jaden and Terry are going to play again. It feels like Denver would be the opportunity. That seems correct.
Yeah, I would think. That's just my hunch.
I want to see him again.
I want to see him against Denver. I want to see him against good defense.
I want to see Jaden Daniels play because I want Jaden Daniels to be in rhythm. And you cannot just wrap the guy in bubble wrap for forever. Like, you have to play football. That's what he's here for. You got to play football. So I need to see him play again, and I want him to get into rhythm so you go into 2026 feeling way better about the season than how we feel right now, which is that everything is a disaster and life sucks.
And I'm going to say the quiet part out loud, and I think I am able to go this route for a multitude of different reasons. Like, it's not that I have anything personal against Jaden.
Oh, no.
It is what it is. At this point, he has not shown an ability to be able to stay healthy. So factors into my wanting to see him more, too. Like, just prove to me that you can protect yourself. Prove to me that you can get through several games in a row. Because when's the last time he's played multiple games, three or four games in a row and finished them? Hadn't happened this year.
Not this year.
So,
did last year.
Did last year.
You know, only didn't miss a game last year. Missed the back end of the Carolina game, but didn't miss a game last year, which I do think some people misconstrued a little bit, but go ahead.
Yeah, but and you broke it down perfectly, but my bigger picture point is, you know, based off of the way this year's went for him, I do have some questions about the durability, and I want to see him show that that's something he can put behind him. And it also goes to Jaden as well. Like, you've got to play on time and not scramble as much. You were breaking the pocket, not because you were under siege, but because you're getting to the top of your drop and not letting it go. That's going to lead you to scramble. That is going to put you in greater risk of taking a shot. I just want you to play quarterback the way I know you know how to. Not taking the scrambling away.
But you need to do it a lot less. You need to do it a lot less. There were a lot of games this year, and this is why I want him to come back. And we are very similar reasons for that, is that he needs to get into rhythm and be comfortable. Because at no point has he looked comfortable consecutively. And I say consecutively because he looked really good against the Chargers.
Yeah.
You know, the first two possessions were kind of whatever. Comes back in. Third possession, marks down the field. He looked good from that point on. Outside of two plays against Chicago, he made some really good throws that you're like, all right,
yes,
the 2024 Jaden is back. But then the fumble kind of puts a really dark cloud on that. I mean, he threw the pick to Debo. He was looking for Debo in the end zone. He recognized immediately, hey, that one's on me. I should have thrown that, you know, split second sooner. And that just comes with being a second-year quarterback. I just need to see him back playing football so that you go into 2026 when you see a lot more of what we saw at the end of 2024, which is, as you mentioned, he's scrambling if it's necessary, but he's not looking to scramble all the time. Where it felt like against Dallas and against some of the other matchups, he was scrambling because somebody wasn't as open as he wanted them to. It's not that they weren't open. They weren't as open as he wanted them to be. And then he just decided to tuck it and run. I think there needs to be a much better balance, and you only gain that from being on the field. I don't think you can just watch film and then get this balance and you'll be back to what you were in 2024.
Yeah,
go play.
He needs the reps. And this is a second-year quarterback we're talking about. I don't know if the time that Robert was here like kind of colored our view of how you treat young quarterbacks. They didn't bench Robert because they were worried about him getting hurt. Well, they were. They just didn't want to pay him. If he would have gotten hurt, they would have had to pay him.
Well, they also benched Robert because Robert was not a good quarterback.
Right.
He was much more of I can run and make a couple of big throws, but he did not have nearly the skill set as playing quarterback as Jaden does when it comes to the throws he can make and the way that he reads defenses.
My question to anybody out there that does not want to see him for the remainder of the year, why? Why? That's my only – if you can give me – because the more and more I think about it, and I said it a moment ago, right, I can see both sides of the coin. Doesn't mean I agree with both sides of the coin. Like, this idea of trying to protect him from getting hurt, and you don't want him to go into the offseason hurt, like, don't get hurt. Like, that's a part of the job. The one other thing that blows the hell out of me, this idea of like, well, there are, you know, starting wide receivers out there. Who the hell cares? It's your job if it was me and you out there at wide receiver, his job, although it becomes, you know, increasingly difficult.
Way more difficult.
Your job is to get to the top of the drop and let it go. Like, that's what I did not see enough from him this year, even in the games that he played well. You got to play on time. And that's something, and the reason it blows my mind and I get worked up about it, it was literally his superpower a year ago. I'll never forget the first time I laid eyes on him during OTAs, a mandatory minicamp. I'm watching him run 7-on-7 and then Mariota run 7-on-7. Mariota's a 10-year vet scrambling, not playing on time. Jaden's getting it out, taking what the defense is giving him. You can't go broke taking a profit. That's why I want to see him.
You need to see that again.
Yeah.
And I want to see it with Terry, by the way. Like,
exactly.
Terry is going to come back as well. There is no bubble wrapping Terry. I would like to see multiple games in a row where Jaden has Terry and Debo at his disposal. I don't really care about everybody else. I want Terry and Debo. And you know that McLaurin is going to be coming back. He was out there in Spain. They traveled him to Spain. They knew he wasn't going to play, but they traveled him to Spain because he is on the up and up. You get an entire bye week here for him to continue to get better, continue to get healthy. I need to see Terry back out there, and I need to see Jaden back out there. And then to an extent, Linnell, one of the things that really helped him, I thought, last year, really hit the level that he hit was he understood. And it's not like I'm saying I want him to go out here and make terrible throws. But he understood that a bad throw is a bad throw. It is what it is. You get right back up. There was a point where this year in particular, it feels like he does not want to make throws that are NFL levels of open because he's so concerned with protecting the football. And again, I'm not saying go be a gunslinger and throw into, you know, triple coverage.
Right.
But you got to be comfortable throwing into some tight windows. If a turnover happens, a turnover happens, you're on to the next play. You're good enough to be able to overcome 1 to 2 interceptions as long as you are still confident in your abilities. So I do kind of want to see him go out there and not be so cautious to the fact where you're leaving plays on the field because you're worried about the potential of a turnover, which it felt like particularly in the Green Bay matchup. And that Green Bay defense was the best defense, I think, that Washington has played to this point, them or Seattle. But in that Green Bay in particular, yeah, I went back and looked and I saw like, hey, man, like Terry was open sometimes.
Dudes are open.
And you just have to. You got to trust it and you got to sling it in there, man. He has the arm strength to do so. So I need to see that when he does come back. Denver would be a really great opportunity because that's a really, really good defense, especially if Sertan is going to be fully back and healthy by that point, going up against Terry, which that's maybe a little bit alarming. But I want to see him go out there, be confident. I don't care about wins right now, man. Honestly, the best case scenario for the team is if he's really confident, plays really well, and the defense is so bad that they lose.
Yeah, point blank. And I think the one, like I said a moment ago, the thing that has me, I got to find the right adjective. It's raised my eyebrows just watching how he's looked this year when he has played. There is a little bit of, you know, indecisiveness that's there that did not exist last year. And mm-hmm. I think you hit it right on the head. He's been hit so many times this year. I'm not calling him soft. I'm not saying he can't win from the pocket. To me, even when Kurt Warner did the Seattle breakdown, there was an unwillingness to stand in the pocket, make the throw, knowing you're going to take the shot on the chin. And I thought he was so good at that last year. But you mentioned trust, and I think you hit it right on the head. Down the stretch last year, I was saying this, there was a clear lack of trust in the offensive line down the stretch last year, which is why you saw in the Philly game, the Atlanta game, this uptick in scrambles.
Yes.
He scrambled 16, 17 times against the Falcons.
Right.
Against Philly, he scrambled 12 times. Like, so I'm okay with him using the superpower to his advantage, but I also want to see the other stuff that made you a number two pick.
And I think a lot, there's one thing I want to add in here, and yeah. I have had this stance for a year and a half now. Some of this is going to be on Cliff. No quarterback powers. I don't need to see quarterback sweeps.
Yeah.
I don't need to see quarterback powers. You have running backs for that reason. If you're objective,
and you have a gadget.
And you have a gadget. Yeah, like you, if your objective is you want to see Jayden Daniels play, and you share the objective that we have, which is I want to see him get in rhythm. I want to see him, you'll be confident throwing the football, throwing into tight windows. All of that is good and well. Do not run him into the mass amount of bodies that occupy the line of scrimmage. Just do not do that. Run the football with the running backs or your gadget guys. You got four dudes.
Yeah.
Four dudes that you could run that football with that are not Jayden Daniels. So some of that has to be on Cliff too. I know you want to use his legs, and I'm not opposed to him scrambling. I think his scrambles have actually resulted in some pretty positive plays.
He's the best scrambler in football.
He's the best scrambler in football.
Well, last year he was at least.
But I do not need to see designed quarterback powers if you're trying to keep a guy healthy.
So
that falls on the OC.
There's a number that NFL Live put up, and I think I screenshotted it. Either way, it was he's taken the most hits by a quarterback since the start of last year, and the number is he's like plus 100, like 100 more hits than the next guy. And when you think about the time he's missed this year, that's alarming.
That is alarming. Uh-huh. Yeah, he's had 54 carries this year. 54.
Yeah.
There's been three games where he's had double-digit carries.
But that's where I go back, and this is why this conversation is like fascinating to me, because I have found on social media, Denton, at NELL_BTP, God forbid you have anything critical to say about the quarterback, people act as if you're swearing in church. So I walk a fine line when talking about the way that he's played this year. There's two different things. There's one, you can't talk about him, and then there's two, people that do talk about him but aren't being totally honest. Those scramble numbers are like that because his ass is getting to the top of the drop and bailing the pocket. Throw the ball. Like that. Like that's my number one thing with him that I want to see when he returns. Let's play on time. Let's play in rhythm. Something that Marcus Mariota has actually done really, really well.
He did yesterday. So I want to see that from Jayden.
Yeah.
I want to see him deliver. I want to see I want to see the completion numbers. So his percentages completion-wise, he had one game where he was above, or two games, excuse me, when he was above 60%. Three games. Two of them above 70. That was the Chicago game, which I thought he played really well in. That was the Seattle game, which was not the most fun game in the world. But the Seattle game was when he was really at a disadvantage talent-wise. Yeah. So I just want to see him get in there. I'm not looking for, it's not like I'm looking for numbers in specific. It's very much an eye test thing.
Yes.
You're going to go back in there.
Let me see it.
And then I just want to see it because there were moments in that game against Chicago, particularly in the fourth quarter, third and fourth quarter, before the fumble, where he's making Jalen Lane look like a superstar. He's making Luke look like a superstar. You just had that fumble that kind of ruined it, right? That game against Los Angeles, that was a fun game to watch. That was a fun game to be a part of. We were watching that one at a bar at Honor Brewing in Sterling. That was a fun day. Right, he's making big plays. There was that throw in the back of the end zone to Debo. Like, that was the Jaden Daniels that I wanted to see. So I need to see him come back, and I want to see him look a lot more like that than we did see him the way against Dallas and against Green Bay and to an extent against Seattle. I know that completion percentage number is pretty good, but they could not do anything against that Seattle offense. So we'll take a few of your calls. If you got him on Jaden, do you want to see him play again? What are you expecting from him? 800-636-1067. Fred Smoot is going to join us at 1. We will go out to Nationals Park at 1:30 for the introduction of their new manager. It's B. Mitch and Finley on 106.7 The Fan and the Monumental Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Fred Smoot joins us in 10 minutes. We will get his thoughts on the Commanders' loss to the Dolphins, their sixth in a row. With Lynette Willingham, I am Denton Day. B. Mitch and Finley are traveling back from Spain today, so they will be back tomorrow. Excited to hear their thoughts on the game. We're talking now about Jaden Daniels and when he is going to play, when should he play. So we'll take a few of your phone calls at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Russell is in Maryland. Russell, you're on the Fan.
Hello, Russell.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah. How are you guys today?
Doing well.
I think you guys hit it on the head when you were just talking about this trust level. And I think we've watched Jaden play enough to where, you know, this year with all the injuries, everything, and there's that lack of trust, Jaden's always going to want to put that tape on and take off. Because he's such a competitive, you know, kid by nature. And you see, it's a catch-22. Yes, I want him to come back. I want him to play. I want him to get in rhythm. I want him to start, you know, with Terry coming back, as you said, going against the Broncos, who have a legitimate defense, in order to start, you know, to end the season on a good note. But because of the lack of trust and him wanting to put on the tape and scramble, you know, the more he runs, the higher risks of him getting injured. I mean, I knew it when we drafted him. The kid is lean, and I've just come to accept the fact that he's going to stay nicked up, you know, especially if they can't protect him and he feels he's got to run. If he doesn't learn to run smarter and protect himself, with this year being a washout, we may actually want to be looking at a future quarterback here in Washington.
Thank you, Russell. I do not agree with that. You're going to do it. I know you want to. Your inner demon is saying that you want to agree with it.
It's not that I want to agree with it. It's just we're so afraid of having certain conversations because we don't want to go back to the projects. That's how, like, last year it felt like we got a little, you know, family townhome. We have a fireplace and so on and so forth. Now I feel like we're back with the Roaches, right? In terms of like the way that the season has gone. But like anybody out there that says they have no concerns at all about his ability to stay healthy, like, do you worry about anything? Do you walk outside in 20-degree weather wearing shorts? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me.
What if you only have minimal concern? Because I only have minimal concern.
You got to have some sort of concern.
I have minimal concern.
And maybe didn't. Maybe concern is too strong of a word.
It might be.
In my thought process, it takes up space in my brain.
I've thought about it, but I am confident. I mean, we have seen way more good than bad.
Yes, 100%.
And I'm not going to allow the bad to outweigh the good. And last year's a really good example of, yes, he did have some what we will call boo-boos, like if that's what you can call a broken rib.
A boo-boo.
But he leaves the game against Carolina, and then that's really it. Like, he battled through a lot of the other things. If it was up to him, he would have played after one game, right? Like, he would have played in Atlanta if it was up to him. I have a feeling that you are correct where he would have played this weekend if they really needed him to play.
I firmly believe
this weekend
that
they would have just put a certain brace on and said, you are not going to run. But I'm not like, I do not take the approach of we're going to potentially be looking for a quarterback again soon. I do not. I don't think that's, I think that is people leaning way too far into the doom and gloom, the sky is falling bit than I certainly am. I can see the dark cloud. I know that dark cloud is not over me. This is just a weird and wonky year where it feels like a lot of things are going wrong. I do not have any doubt that the quarterback is the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, I think his talent level leads me to believe that he is. He would have to, first of all, just look at Cincinnati. You think they're thinking about parting ways with Joe Burrow because he keeps getting hurt?
You figure it out.
I think the bigger thing I would say for Jaden, and maybe this is a team-wide thing, their approach next year to the offseason in terms of preparation in OTAs, minicamp, training camp has got to be better. Preseason, they cannot go at it the same way they did last year.
Right.
Because I think that's a big part.
Big adjustment.
Yeah.
You cannot go in a preseason game without him throwing the ball.
It don't make sense.
If anything, tell him you have to throw the ball. Like, this is, you need to throw it. They ran four plays with the starting offense. It worked because he's a dynamic runner. That process, though, has to change drastically. You need guys to practice. I know training camp is tough. Get young guys. Like, the old dudes don't want to do training camp. Sick. Sign some 28-year-olds. They want to do training camp.
Plenty of them out there. There are a lot of them out there.
So the whole process needs to drastically change. Fred Smoot is going to join us when we get back. You will hear from Nationals Park as they introduce their new manager at 1:30 right here on Beamish in Finley with Denton Dale and Al Willingham sitting in on a misery Monday for the Commanders presented by Chenega Mios, the 2025 Top Workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.